CliffCentral.com. The world continues to change at a phenomenal pace. Even without the influence of a global pandemic, how we live, travel, and entertain ourselves is continuously being shaped by technology. But some things remain stubbornly as they have been for literally hundreds of years. In a South African context, it's having a negative impact on a large part of our population. And it has to do with money. Most employees are being paid on a weekly or monthly schedule, but for many, cash flow is a stressful concern. Against this backdrop, SmartWage was created to forge a new way of doing things, a way that would help alleviate very real financial concerns while simultaneously providing valuable financial advice and at the same time decreasing the administrative burden on employers who want to help their employees with early access to salaries and wages. In this first episode, Simon Ellis and Caroline van der Merwe explore the pandemic that gets very little attention. The pandemic of debt obligations and cash flow requirements for the average South African.
Welcome to the Future of Pay podcast, a show where we explore the concept of getting paid, why this is changing, and how it affects you. I'm Simon Ellis, your host and the co-founder of SmartWage. I'm incredibly passionate about leveraging technology to change the way people access finance. Now it's time to welcome Caroline to the show. Caroline van der Merwe is the co-founder and head of product for SmartWage. Caro, we've spent a lot of time together over the last 8 months, and wow, what a roller coaster it's been. Let's dive right in. When you left to study in the US after a successful career in consulting, did you ever think this is what you'd be doing a year later?
Not for one second. I guess I thought I would go on to some kind of corporate job after I was studying in the US, and that's certainly what most of my business school colleagues were doing. So I have actually a background in consulting on employee engagement and incentives, and I decided to do my MBA in Cape Town, and I absolutely loved that, so much so that I did another master's degree at the Yale School of Management over in the US. And I guess the missing piece in my career was always the impact piece. And so I wanted to come back to South Africa and find a company that was looking to make an impact. And I think I found that. I find myself in my dream job at the moment, actually. So I'm the head of SmartWage, and it's been incredibly exciting. Simon, you started this company in the middle of the pandemic, and I kind of want to know what your headspace was there.
Well, I think, first off, we didn't know what was coming. In February, when we started up, the pandemic was on the news, but no one was taking it seriously. But maybe I'll go back a few years. I'm South African at heart. I grew up on a farm and ended up being an accountant in London. And although I love the city, I worked at a big four accounting firm. And when I looked at my bosses, I realized I admired them and I enjoyed working with them, but I didn't look up to them and I didn't feel like I wanted to be what they had become. And so one day I was actually on secondment in Tokyo. I decided that's it. I would make the jump. I ended up sort of leading a seed round for a tech startup in Cape Town. And it was such a rush. I knew then I wanted to do it myself. I knew I wanted to wake up super passionate about what I'm doing. And I think kind of that's what's happened. And it's been a dream come true for me.
The way we met still blows my mind. I can't believe we didn't know each other 7 months ago. I was doing some LinkedIn networking, determined to come back to South Africa and find the right role for me with that impact piece. And I reached out randomly to someone on LinkedIn who runs his own tech startup. And I said I was looking to get involved. And he said, oh, I've just met these guys who started a company called SmartWage. Maybe I can put them in touch with you. And literally that was the call that changed everything. And I think, you know, when I met you, Simon, and the rest of the team, I knew that the right people were in place to achieve something pretty big.
We met over a Zoom call, and I remember, I think it was, you know, really early your time. And I remember thinking, you know, this is quite exciting. I'm talking to someone who's super passionate about the space. And at that stage, you were, you know, doing some pro bono work for us. But, you know, quite early on, you sort of asked for my credit card details. I think we needed to pay for some software. And, you know, I don't think we even had a company bank card at this stage, and I quite readily handed my details over. And that was a bit of a realization, is that we've got a team and that I trust you, and that you know, together we potentially have the ability to execute on something pretty spectacular. And I want to sort of touch on that a bit further. You know, you went overseas, you worked in, you studied at Yale, and you know, a lot of your friends were, you know, joining tech giants, and you had the same. You had the opportunity to join Facebook, Google, and Amazon, but you ended up coming back to South Africa to solve one of South Africa's biggest problems. Why? When did you realize that this was a problem that you wanted to solve?
I've always loved working, and part of the excitement of work is really making an impact and solving a real problem. And so for me personally, working for a big company doesn't really check that box for me. And if you think about what Smart Wage does, it's a very simple problem here. Essentially, people are waiting till the end of the month to get paid. And the impact is that they can't afford expenses that come up during the middle of the month. And so if you quantify that, there's about 140 billion rand that employers are holding on to, effectively borrowing from their employees every single month. And so if you put that into a practical perspective, a person who has an unexpected medical expense in the month, say 500 rand, needs to borrow money from a payday lender, despite the fact that they've already earned enough money to pay for that. And so the payday lender charges them 750 rand. And so what's happening is that person is being charged a premium simply because they have to wait till the end of a 30-day pay cycle to get paid. And it's such a simple problem to solve. And employers have the ability to solve that if they're prepared to sort of plug into a technology like Smart Wage. So I think that this is a really exciting problem to be able to solve. And that motivates me every day.
I think that's spot on. I mean, this is clearly a huge problem. One of the things we always ask is, you know, why do you get paid only every 30 days? And it's because we have this archaic payday cycle. And I think really it's about changing consumers' mindsets, both employers and employees. You're seeing it overseas. And I think South African market is ripe for this type of business. On, you know, businesses, I think over time will adopt this en masse. And especially those that are innovative and those that have the welfare of their employees front and center. And I think that's the key. So, Carrie, you obviously, again, going back to your time overseas, often as South Africans, we look overseas to the technologies being adopted and the innovative companies over there. Tell me a little bit more about what you noticed in the US and whether there was anything that you noticed over there that we can apply to South Africa.
Yeah, well, I think in terms of earned wage access, the writing's on the wall. This is something that's going to change. It's just a question of when. So you have companies in the US like Walmart who are offering this to their 840,000 employees. Even the NHS in the UK is offering earned wage access. So there's no question of whether this product is needed. It's just a question of how employers view it and them recognizing the power that it can have for their employees. So I find it incredibly exciting to be able to bring this to South Africa and really adapt it for the South African market.
And that adaptation is key. You know, we've been working on this for just over 10 months now and trying to understand our users. I think that's one of the really hard parts. You have this idea about what the problem is, but really you only figure that out by, you know, talking to your users and figuring that out. And I think the feedback has been amazing. Carrie, you're at the heart of that. You're head of product. You're talking to our users every day, both employers and employees. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about what you've learned and why earned wage access affects almost everyone with a job.
So, I mean, you know, we're in the middle of an economic crisis, and that means that even people who have jobs need all the flexibility they can get. Maybe somebody else in their household lost their job, etc. So my background is actually in designing incentive programs to improve people's productivity and improve employee engagement. And like coming from that headspace, there couldn't be a more powerful benefit that you could offer employees. There's shame attached to asking your employer for an advance on your wages. There's stress attached to not being able to cover ad hoc expenses. And then there's bias attached to employers providing employees with wage access or advances. And if you can remove all of that using a very simple technology product, then you've got something very powerful on your hands and something that really impacts employees, that can improve their productivity, their engagement, and help them focus less on their financial worries and more on their work life. And so for employers, I don't think there's anything to quibble about. I think it's obvious.
I really like the way that you frame that. I mean, finance and financial literacy is actually a human thing. And I think what we've managed to bake into the culture of our team is think about things in ways that our users think about things.
Yeah, I mean, fintech is a very sexy world to be in. But frankly, what drew me to the Smart Wage team was the fact that there's a human approach to fintech. And that means you've got to have humility and you've got to try to learn from the people who are your users, who you may have absolutely nothing in common with. And so the humility of the team was a draw card for me. The second thing, though, that I want to mention is the accountability culture that we have, which I think is absolutely amazing. When you're in a startup, you face constant setbacks. They come every single day, and you can choose to be demotivated or you can choose to learn from them. And that's really the only way you can succeed as a startup. If you approach the issues with humility and you're accountable for the work that you do. So we always say to one another, we've got to have a solutionist mindset because there are a myriad of problems that come up every day. You, Simon, are the one that brings the energy to the team. You're completely tireless. And my goal every day is to try to outwork you. It doesn't always happen. I try my best, but it definitely keeps me on my toes.
I think I need someone like you to bring me back to earth. And I think that's an important part of the team. Having a dreamer, which unfortunately is sometimes me, and then a doer. You know, I think one of the key things from a motivation perspective is the feedback we've been getting from the users. And we're starting to see the impact we can make. And really, we have big dreams for this company. We're working 7 days a week to make them a reality. Carol, I'm not sure how you feel, but you know, we meet every Saturday and my friends and family are starting to think I'm crazy. But I guess that's what we've got ourselves into. And the best part is that it doesn't feel like work. I've never been so excited about solving the problem.
I've never worked so hard in my life, but I've also never been so excited about a job in my life because I feel 100% committed to what we're doing. And I believe in the concept and the idea. And I think our growth and our user feedback is showing us that every single day. So I'm getting excited just sitting here talking about it.
Maybe that's a good place for us to end and get back to work. Caro, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you. We've got a long way to go. We've got a big problem to solve. But I know together we've got what it takes to make the Smart Wage dream a reality. In the next episode, we'll be talking about what it means to build financial resilience and why financial inclusion and financial education are more important than ever. CliffCentral.com